Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Chaf Hey. We are holding at the Mishnah on the top of daf Chaf Hey. Amir Aleph, and the Mishnah is going to continue in Harchakos Nezikin, things that you have to keep at a certain distance away from other people, away from cities, because it will be damaging to them. The Gemara is going to discuss why the west of the city can't have a tanner, dafka, in the west of the city. What's special about the west? Rabbi Akiva is going to have some sort of shita that it is tadir. What exactly does tadir mean that's going on in the west? That's going to lead us into a conversation about where the Iker Makom Hashra'as HaShchina is. Is the Shechina everywhere, or is the Shechina mostly, particularly, in one place? And the Gemara is going to bring several proofs that perhaps it is in fact everywhere. The Gemara in Amud Beis is going to have Machlokas, where the sun goes at night. How come at night it gets dark? What happens to the sun? So Machlokas about what goes on in the sky at night. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how rain has changed since the time of the Churban HaBayis. Rain doesn't have the same effect, or doesn't come in the same way that it used to come. And then we're going to get into a little bit about the direction to face when davening, that when a person davens, which way he should face, depending on what he wants, what he's interested in achieving through his tefillah. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to discuss how far a tree has to be kept from a bor. And the Gemara is then going to define the parameters of Girei Delay, because even if you hold al nizik laharchik es atzmo, that it's not the mazik's responsibility, it's the nizik's responsibility to make sure he doesn't get damaged, but moda Rabbi Yossi begiri delay, that if it's direct, if you're doing a direct action, Rabbi Yossi is moda that the mazik has to worry about that. So we're going to define what exactly giri delay is. So let's see the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Hei Amar Aleph. Says the Mishnah, marchikin es anevelos ves akvaros ves abursiki miniir chamishim ama. One should keep away dead animal carcasses, kvaros, one should keep away graves, and a tanner from the city by 50 amos. Now, why is it that one has to keep a grave away from the city by 50 amos? So Rashi says, because there's a reach ra, the graves, the dead bodies in the graves smell. Shvus Yaakov writes that according to that, even when you bury a nevelas behema, it also has a reach ra. Animal carcasses also smell bad. But the so it's not nevelos, it's not just nevelos that are left out, even if you bury it, apparently, because by kvaros, it's going to have at least as much of a reach ra as kvaros. However, the Levush in Yardes, Simon Shin Samachay, explains that kvaros min ha'ir is not because of reach ra, it's kadesh lo yivku bem tamid v'yisatzvu. We don't want people to always be depressed. If every time you walk out of the city, you come upon a cemetery, so it's going to be very depressing for people, and we don't want people to have to face that depression every day. So the Shach wonders that, you know, from the Mishnah, it sounds like all of the harchakos that we're talking about over here, a tanner, nevelos, these sound like reach ra things, meaning Rashi sounds like he's fitting right in to what the rest of the Mishnah is talking about. To say that this is about our emotional stability and our psychological well-being seems a little bit stretched, says the Shach. So the Berhetiv explains that even the Levush admits that it's really Mishum Reach Ra. He's just saying that even if there is no Reach Ra, they made a low plug because there's still a little bit of a time. They typically were more likely to make a low plug when even if the primary reason isn't there, but there's a little bit of a time. So there's still some minor reason to keep away the kvaros. In the Beis Hillel, on the side of Yarden, Simshin Samachai, he says that we don't have this din anymore, because in many places you have a Beis HaKvaros Mamish in the middle of the city, sometimes it's very far from the city. We can't be Koveya the Makom, it all depends on the Malchus. It all depends on what the government says, where the cemetery could be, so that's why we don't have this halacha. But it's interesting, Imre Shefer, on Bereshit Perachav Gimel, says the reason Avram Avinu was Mishtachave to the Bnei Ches, when he wanted to buy the Maros HaMachpelah, and it wasn't enough to just buy it from Ephron, was because he needed the Tuvei Ya'ir, so to speak, the city council, to not demand that he be Marchik the Kever 50 Amos, because typically that's what he would have to do. So he had to make sure that it was okay to bury in that location. So that's why he Dafka was careful to make sure to be kind to the Bnei Ches. As Machlokes Rishonim, whether the din in the Mishnah over here is even according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds al nizik l'archik es atzmo. Is that true over here as well? By Kvaros and by Nevela and by Borsiki, the Ritva and the Ran say that the Mishnah is even going according to Rabbi Yossi, because it's going to say later on, Mod Rabbi Yossi Begiri Delay, that anything that you're mazik directly, without anything new coming in, it's just a direct mazik, so Rabbi Yossi is Mod, they have to be Marchik, and this would fit that characterization. The Ra'avon and the Piskei Riaz say that even though the Nezek of the Reach is not Girei Delay, they do not believe it fits that qualification, but still Rabbi Yossi would agree, because this is such a Nezek Harabim, this isn't just about you and your neighbor, a Nezek Harabim, you certainly have to be more careful about. Tosafot Rid writes that no, since it comes on its own through the Ruach, the wind will just come and bring the smell, and it's not Mikoach HaAdam, so this is not Girei Delay, and therefore it is not the Mazik's problem. Rabbi Yossi would argue over here as well, and say, Ala Nizik Laharchik Es Atzmo. Says the Mishnah further, Enos and Borski El Mizrachi Ir. You can only make a Borsiki toward the Etaner on the eastern side of the city. Rashi Atosus rather writes, because Mishum Deruach Maravishu Kasha Yarchik Vyolich Hareach Mine Ir, Kedarminan Hayashin Lemizrach Grano Doma Broshim Nishuruch Maravis, maybe Akash Bechotmo, that there's a particularly strong Ruach Maravi that's going to be very damaging. So if you make the Borski on the eastern side of the city, the wind that blows to the west is going to blow all the smell of the Borski directly into the city. Rabbi Akiva, that's against Rashi. Rashi understands that the reason you make it the Borski on the eastern side is that the Ruach Mizrachis is not a strong wind, meaning the eastern wind is the softest wind, so it's not going to bring the Reach into the city. The Yad Ramah just says that there are a lot of psukim that seem to say not that way, that the Ruach Mizrachis is a very, very strong wind. But okay, it's Machlokes, Rashi tells us exactly how to understand it. But anyway, we don't make a Borsiki anywhere but the Mizrachi era. Bekiva Omer, Lekal Ruach Huose Chutz Mimarava Umar Chamish Mame. You can make it in whatever direction you want, except for the western side of the city, and you have to be Marchik at 50 Amos. So Gemara is going to discuss, is that and when you make it on the western side of the city, that you have to be Marchik 50 Amos, that you can't make it closer than 50 on the western side? Or no, you can't make it on the western side of the city at all, and when you make it on any other side where you're allowed to make it, that's where it's got to be 50 Amos. You have to keep the flax pool away from the vegetables, the cress away from the onions, and the mustard seeds away from the bees. Rabbi Yossi Mater Bechardel. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can keep the mustard seeds near the bees, because as we already saw, and we're going to see again, the Bal HaChardel could say, just like my Chardel is being mazik your Devarim are eating my Chardel, tell your Devarim not to eat my Chardel, and then we'll all be happy, and there won't be any hezek that comes about because of this. So that we had this machlokes about the borsiki between Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakama. Is it only in the east, or it could be everywhere except for the west? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpatim Kufun Hey Sivchav Gimel passing like the Tanakama that it can only be in the east. But Mukhi Yosef writes that the Gemara is going to have a whole diun within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. What exactly Rabbi Akiva holds? So the fact that the Gemara has a whole back and forth within Rabbi Akiva is an indicator that halacha kamosa, that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And Yad Malachi wonders why it is that the other poskim don't say like Rabbi Akiva. I mean, it seems like a pretty good reason to paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's normally one of the klalei apsak. So he says, no, this klal, that whenever the Gemara is dan b'divrei ayachid b'makom rabim, the halacha is like the yachid, is only when the Gemara is being dan b'divrei ayachid and in something that's that will have enough kamina lahalacha. Over here, the Gemara is just explaining what he means, what Rabbi Akiva meant to say. Not that we're trying to say bring rayas to Rabbi Akiva, rayas against Rabbi Akiva, and trying to figure out whether we paskin like him. Also, the Gemara brings the Amoraim that said that Shechina is b'chol makom. So you see that the Gemara comes to paskin halacha b'feirush shalok Rabbi Akiva, because we're going to see Rabbi Akiva is based on what he conceives as the what he perceives as the makom hashra'as hashchina. So it sort of does get into the other shitos as well. So yibayilhu Rabbi Akiva hechi kama. What did Rabbi Akiva mean to say exactly? L'kol ruach osa v'somech When he said that the western side is the only side that you can't do it, does he mean it's the only side you can't do it within 50 amos? Mm-hmm. Everywhere else you could make the tanner within 50 amos, but on the west it has to be 50 amos away? Or maybe every other direction you could be marchik 50 amos except for the western direction where you can't do it at all. So Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. So Rabbi Kiva explains himself, and it's much more explicit in the Braisa, where he says you can make it where in any other which direction, as long as it's 50 amos away. In the west, not at all. Why not at all in the west? Because it's tedira. So it doesn't explain what exactly tedira is. So the Gemara is going to have to discuss that. What exactly do we mean by tedira? So the Gemara asks, "Some of the Rav Nachman, my tedira. What does tedira mean? Ilema tedira beruchos. If tedira means that it's the wind that blows, v'amar Rav Chanan bar Abba, v'amar Rav Dalad ruchos menashos b'chol yom, v'ruch tzvonis im kulan. There are four ruchos that blow every single day, which is somewhat tadir, but the most tadir thing is that the northern wind blows along with all the other winds. Shel malikani and elamiskayim afilu shalachas. And without that, the world wouldn't even survive for a moment. V'ruch dromis kasha mikulan, and the strongest of these winds is the southern wind. V'ilmale ben neitz shema amida machreves es ha'olam. And if it weren't for ben neitz that holds back the effect of the southern wind, it would destroy the whole world. Shedemar, as the pasuk says, hami binascha ya'aver neitz yifros knuf of the same man. So that this neitz, this ben neitz, sort of spreads his wings to block the wind. Elamai tedira. So what does tedira mean? Tedira b'shchina, that the west, the reason you can't have a smelly tanner and the western side of the city is because the west is where the Shechina is. Because Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said we should have a lot of hakaras hatov to our forefathers. Shodiyunu makom tefila, that they let us know the makom tefila dechsiv through the following pasuk. I mean, they let us know the makom tefila through the pasuk in Nehemiah, utzva shemayim lechamish tachavim, because we could look at the tzva shemayim and look what the constellations, how they bow toward Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you look at the way they travel through shemayim, and you can see, based on their location, where the Shechina is, because they're going to be bowing toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since they are on the eastern side of the sky, and when you bow across from the who you are bowing to, so it makes sense that the Shechina is b'marav, that the Shechina is on the western side of the sky. And that's what Rashi points out. Tzva Hashemayim, HaShemesh Ve'erech, Ha'omdim B'mizrach. They're on the eastern side of the sky. Tulsus asks, wait, that's not always true. V'im tomer b'layla nami b'mizrach mishtachavim, and in the night they're being mishtachavit toward the east. V'yeshlomer de'in lanu lilmod elin mashanu rowin. No, that we only judge based on what we see. V'im tomer amaylo neda makom tefila mi'beis hamigdash ha'isa sham shechina b'marav. Why can't we learn it from the beis hamigdash where the shechina was b'marav? Yeah, meaning in the beis hamigdash, the kodesh hakadoshim was more toward the west. V'yeshlomer de'misham ein lilmod. I mean, you can't bring a raya from the setup of the Beis HaMikdash where the Shechina was, because look where the Kodesh HaKadosh was placed, look where the Aron was placed. Yeah, it had to be somewhere, so maybe the Shechina is everywhere, and you just had to put it somewhere. So that's not necessarily a raya. But the Tzva Shemayim, they could have gone in any which direction. And then the Ritzba says, and it's tricky, even if you look at the Beis HaMikdash, because on the one hand, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was more west, but within the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron, which is where the Ikar Makom Hashra'as HaShechina is within the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's B'Mizrach of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's not so simple to determine, just based on what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash, where exactly the Shechina is. Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayis is bothered over here. He says, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you don't make a Borsiki L'Marav. Why? Because of the Shechina's B'Marav. So he says, how can you make a Borsiki L'Mizrach? Meaning, yeah, it's L'Mizrach of one city, but it's L'Marav of the next city. you know, and that's b'makom b'shechina for that city. So you're going to say, no, it's based on ra'os einenu, and therefore based on the way we see it. And the b'nei yirachas, that's called, for one city, that's called the Mizrach, and they can make the borsuki on the eastern side of their city. Whereas for the next city, it's considered the west, they're not allowed to make a borsuki in that very same location, that very same direction. But shechina b'marav, the whole idea, the world is round. So any spot in the world is marav l'tzad echad, mizrach l'tzad acher, meaning wherever you are, there is no objective east and objective west. It's all a globe. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, one thing we have to know is that everything we say in this Gemara is davar ne'elam v'niskav misecha l'enoshi. If you came in trying to understand this Gemara, good luck, says the Tiferes. So we don't really understand what this means, that the Makom HaShechina is here, the Makom HaShechina is there, and especially the way it sort of lays out the world, especially when we get later on into where the sun goes at night, doesn't seem to really conform to what we know of, and the Gemara is referring to something, but we're not sure exactly what the Gemara is referring to. Also, some of the Achronim are a little troubled by the fact that the Gemara said, oh, you know, we should be machzik tova lavoseinu. We should have a lot of akaras hatov to our forefathers, that they let us know where to daven. By telling us to look at the constellate, look at the shemesh, v'yareach, see which way they bow, they let us know where to daven. So says Ben Yoyada, v'chi davar zebel vad hodiyu lanu avoseinu. I mean, they gave us everything. We have an entire Mesorah. They let us know the direction, that's the thing, that's the one thing that we're bo v'nachzik tova lavoseinu. So he says, no, without these psukim that tell us that we have to daven letzad marav, it would have been very difficult for the chacham to be misakin such a thing. Because if they would have said to daven letzad marav, because that's where the shechina, most people would think that that's strange. Because most people believe Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, and that there is no single makom where you're going to find Hashem. So it's dafka because we have bovenachzik tov lavoseinu that had the foresight to put it into psukim so that we have what to point to, so that it doesn't look strange, and that people will not accuse the rabbis of any sort of apikursus by limiting the makom of the shechina. That's how the Ben Yoyada suggests. Okay, let's see the Gemara further. Maskev Ravach Bar Yaakov, V'dilma Kevet Shinoko Prasmi Rabba V'chaz L'Achorav Mushtachve. How can you prove the Shechina's B'marav based on where the sun and the moon are? Maybe the sun and the moon are found in the east, not because they're bowing toward the west, but because, like an Eved that goes and receives something directly from his master and then bows and slightly backs away. But he's taking from right next to the master. So maybe, therefore, the Shechina is really B'mizrach. So Kasha, that's in fact difficult. Rabbi Yoshi says the Shechina b'kal makom. Rabbi Yoshi happens to disagree. He thinks the Shechina is everywhere. Tam Rabbi Yoshi, my dechsev atu Hashem levadcha ata asisas Hashemayim v'gomer shluchacha lo kishluchei basar v'dam. Your shluchim are not like shluchei basar v'dam. Shluchei, but meaning when you send a malach, that is very different than when a person sends a human shliach. If I send someone to do something for me, they can go and do it. The only way I'm going to know that they did it is if they come back to me to report it. So they can't report that they've the mission accomplished from where they are before there were the modern forms of communication. They would have to come back to me to report it. But when you send a malach, Ribbono Shlom, from the place where you sent them, that's where they're machzir their shlichus. That's where they confirm that it's done. Shnemar tishlach barakim v'yelchu v'yomru lecha hinenu. Yavou v'yomru lo ne'emar. It doesn't say yavou v'yomru, that they're going to come and say, ela v'yelchu v'yomru. They'll go there, they'll do their shlichus, and that's it. And they'll say, hinenu, we've already done it. Melamit shashchina b'kal makom. From there we see that the Shechina is everywhere. The Meshech Chachma in Vayikra Perek Yates explains this Gemara based on the difference between malachim and human beings, that human beings have Bechira Chavshis and malachim don't have Bechira Chavshis. So he explains the idea that a shliach, that's a human being, has to be machzir shlichuso, is the idea that even if a human being commits to do something, he still has Bechira Chavshis. He could still change his mind. He still may not do it. So just because you sent him on the shlichus, it doesn't mean it's going to be done. So that's why he has to be machzir shlichuso. He has to go back and he has to report back that it's been done. As opposed to a malach doesn't have bechira chavshus. So once he's been assigned to that task is going to get done. And therefore, he doesn't have to be machzir shlichuso. He doesn't have to report back that it's that it's been done. And based on that is miyashev. The pasuk says, "Vayashev Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem." Hashem Baruch Hu is everywhere. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to bring back the what Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why does he have to return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell him? So he says, no, maybe because Moshe Rabbeinu is a Baal Bechira. So meaning the main point is not so much about what our Gemara highlights, which is where the Shechina is. The point is about who the Shaliach is. That if it's a Shaliach that may or may not have done his Shlichus, then he's Machzir. He brings back to the one who's Mishaleach. But if he's a Shliach who you know has done his Shlichus because he's a Malach, then he doesn't have to go back to the Mishaleach. Vaf Rabbi Shmuel sav Shechina b'kol makom. Rabbi Shmuel also holds the Shechina is everywhere. D'etad be Rabbi Shmuel minayin Shechina b'kol makom. How do I know the Shechina is everywhere? Shneimer. Hine Malach Hadover be Yotzei, or Malach Acher Yotzei l'Krasso. The Malach that was talking to me that left, and another one went to greet him. Acherov lo Neimer. Doesn't say the other one came from behind him, from where he came from. Elul l'Krasso. Malach Shechina b'kol makom. The Malach came from wherever we were at that time, because the Shechina is everywhere. So Malachim could emerge from anywhere. Vaf Rav Sheshes Rav Shechina b'kol makom. Rav Sheshes also holds the Shechina is everywhere. Damle Rav Sheshes l'shamei l'kol ruchta ukman l'bar mimizrach. Rav Sheshes was blind and he would tell the Shamash, set me up to daven in any which direction except for the Mizrach. Not because there was no Shechina in the Mizrach, but because the eastern side is where Minim tend to pray. Tosos points out over here, L'kol ruach lukman, kol ani amuroi leslu adetanya bebrachos, shechayiv adam lespalu neged Yerushalayim. Mishum dechsiv, yespalu elecha derech artsam. That this entire sugya seems to ignore what it says in Brachos Daf Lamed, that you're always supposed to daven to Yerushalayim. We keep talking about Shechina everywhere, so you could daven anywhere. Rav Sheshet says, set me up to daven in whichever way you want, except for direct Mizrach. But the Gemara in Maseches Brachos says you're supposed to daven directly to Yerushalayim. So this Gemara seems to be against that Gemara. So that's what Tosos points out. Others tried to be miyashev, that the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to introduce us to the concept of mitzadei datzudei, that Beis Yosef points out, and Maria Buav and others, that mitzadei datzudei, that there's a way to sort of compromise, to be facing toward Yerushalayim and also be facing in other directions. The idea that you shouldn't daven directly toward the east, that is a Ramah. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that we shouldn't daven so mechuvan directly toward east, where when the sun rises, it's going to hit directly the center of the western wall in the back of the shul, come through a window and hit directly, because then it mamish looks like you're being mishtachva to the sun. So we're always a little bit off. That's why many of the poskim who live in northern Europe said that their minug was to face Yerushalayim. And that was not due east. It was not directly east. It was a little bit southeast. So we should face Yerushalayim. Now, what does that mean exactly, to face Yerushalayim? What, the flight plan we face, meaning the world is a globe. So I think we view it as if it's flat in terms of how we determine facing. You don't say, oh well, you go over the North Pole and that's the best way to get there, and that's the way we face Yerushalayim. No, we face roughly toward Yerushalayim if it were flat. That's I think the general consensus in the poskim. It's interesting that nowhere in the Gemara, in none of these sugyas, does it say to face the Aron Kodesh. And that seems, you go to any shul, that's where everybody's facing. Everyone faces the Aron Kodesh. So that's the Bir Alach. In one place, he's very clear that there's no Alach to face the Aron Kodesh. In another place, Bir Alach is a little masupak, that maybe you should face the Aron Kodesh. It's disrespectful not to face the Aron Kodesh. Of course, the way to solve that problem is you set up the Aron Kodesh in the proper direction, and then you don't have to worry about whether to face the Aron Kodesh or not. But it doesn't seem that there's really a halacha to face the Aron Kodesh. It's a pliya atzuma. Why it is that every tzibur always, and it seems that's minhag Yisrael, that's what everyone does, even if they can't set up the shul in a way where they're facing the correct direction, everyone seems to face the Aron Kodesh, but it's really a pella, because it doesn't really say that anywhere. Rabbi Avohu Amar Shechina B'Marav. Rabbi Avohu says the Shechina is in the west. Amar Rabbi Avohu, my Oriya Avirka. What's Oriya Avirka? So says Rashi. That's what's the word Oriya? Why are we donning on the word Oriya? So Rashi says that's the word west in Lashon Parsi. So since in the Lashon Parsi that's what they call the west. So that's why we're darshaning. We're saying that the etymology of that word relates to the Makom Hashchina. Amar Vida Ma'idchsev Yarov Kamata Lechi. What is the pasuk teaching us when it says Yarov Kamata Lechi? So Zuruach Maravis Shaba Me'erpo Shalolam. That's a reference to the western wind that comes, so to speak, from the back of the world, from the back of the neck of the world. Tezel Katalim Rasi. What's that phrase? Zuruach Tzfonis Shemazelis Asazav. That's the northern wind which makes gold worthless. How does it make gold worthless? Because it brings about famine, and when people are hungry, gold doesn't matter. You just need food. V'cheinu Amer Hazalim Zahav Mekis. Kisirim Aleidasha. What does the phrase Kisirim Aleidasha refer to? Zuruach Mizrachis Shemisaeris is Kalolam Kiseir. That's the eastern wind. That's the eastern wind that shakes up, storms up the whole world like a shave, like a satyr. Or krivivim ali esev, zuruach dromis, that's the southern wind, she mala revivim umagadelis asavim, that brings raindrops and causes grass to grow. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, olam la'achsad v'hu doma. This is going to be very difficult to understand based on our understanding of science and what happens exactly at night with the sun. But we're going to have two opinions, where the sun goes at night. The world is like an achsadra. An achsadra has only three walls. So the world is like an achsadra that it has a wall on the eastern, western, and southern side. But v'ruach tzvonis einim subeves, the northern side doesn't have a mechitza. V'kivin she'igia chama etzel keren ma'aravitz tzvonis, when the sun gets to the northwestern side of the sky, it cannot continue on its path because there's no mechitza there. So nechpeves ve'olu l'malam in arakia. The sun like sort of moves out of its path and goes above the rakia to continue along the northern side above the rakia, and that's why there's darkness, because the sun moves above the rakia. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Olam Lekuba Hudama. No, the world is like a kuba that's surrounded by mechitzos on all sides. V'ruach tzvonis misubeves v'kevan shechama magaas l'keren ma'aravis tzvonis makefes v'chazeres achorei kippa. That the northern side also has a mechitza. When the sun gets to the northwestern side of the sky, it goes around behind the kippas hashamayim, meaning it goes through some sort of window on the northern side of the sky and continues its mahalich on the northern side of the sky outside of the kippas haolam, and that's why we're unable to see it. Shenemar, holich aldorum v'soviv el tzavon, holich aldorum is what the sun does by yom, during the daytime, v'soviv el tzavon, balayla, and the northern side is where it travels during the nighttime. Soviv, soviv, holich haruach, val sivosav shav haruach, elu pnei mizrach, pnei marav, shapa'amim misabavtan. That sometimes the sun goes around them during the night, meaning during the winter time, where the days are very short and the nights are very long, and the sun shines in the southeastern side of the sky, and it goes only across the southern side of the sky, and it sets in the southwestern side of the sky, and it goes all the other directions aside from the southern direction throughout the course of the night. Marav Safon Amizrach throughout the course of the night. But Upam Malachtan, sometimes it goes in all three of those directions during the day. That's of course during the summertime, where the day is longer, so the sun travels throughout three directions of the sky. Okay, says the Gemara, who are you, Omer? Rabbi Eliezer used to say, Asan Rabbi Eliezer, that the Braisa assumes like Rabbi Eliezer, Minacheder Tavo Sufa,
Zuruach Dromis. That pasuk refers to the Ruach Dromis that causes storms. Umimizarim Kara, Zuruach Tzfonis. Mimizarim Kara is a reference to the northern side, which is Prutza, which is opened up, doesn't have a wall. Minishmas Kel, Yitem Karach. Zuruach Maravis, the great cold comes from the western wind. Verochav Mayim Bemutzak, Zuruach Mizrachis, and the southern wind brings the rain. Frakta Gemara Vamar Mar Ruach Dromis Malar Reviv Magadlas Hasavim. We just said in Amman Aleph that it's the southern wind that brings the rain. How can we now say that it is the eastern wind that brings the rain? So Lo Kasha, two types of rain. Hadasi Mitzvah Binuchusa Ha Bishvichusa. When we say that the rain comes from the southern wind, that's when it rains softly. When we say it comes from the eastern wind, that's when it comes down in buckets. Mm. So it's a different type of rain. Says the Gemara Rav Chista, "My Duchsiv." What does the pasuk in Iyov teach us when it says "Mitzafon Zahav Ya'asa Zurach Tzfonis Shemazel Esasazav"? That's a reference to the northern wind that makes gold cheap. V'chein Omer Azalim Zahav Mikis. Amar Rav from Bar Papa Amar Rav Chista. Miyom Shecharav Beis Hamikdash Lo Hukshema Ruach Dromis. From the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the rain has never come as a result of the southern wind. Even though it used to come as a result of the southern wind and would bring really good rains. Shneimar VaYigzar Al Yamin VaRa'ev VeYochal Al Smol VeLo Saveu. So from the famine comes from the right side. But it's which side is the right side? Uksiv, Tzafon v'yamin atavarasam. So we see from this pasuk, Yamin is the opposite of Tzafon. So Tzafon v'yamin are two opposite directions, so Yamin must be the south. And that's why in old maps, on the right side, the south is set up right. The top is normally the east. So the south is always what's on the right side. So when it says v'yigzal yamin v'ra'ev, we see that when the Ruach Dromis doesn't bring rain. Since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, rain no longer comes from the good storage house up in Shemayim. Shnemar Yiftach Hashem Lecha Es Otzaro Hatov, and we darshin Bizman She Yisrael Shruyin Al Masam. When the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael and we have a Mikdash, Gishamim Yordin Me Otzer Tov. That's when the rain is going to come from the Otzer Tov. But Bizman She Yisrael Shruyin Al Masam. It's no longer going to come from the Otzer Tov. So now getting into the direction one should face when one davens. If a person wants to be a chacham, he should face toward the south. V'sheyashir yatzpin. If a person wants to become wealthy, he should face toward the north. And the way to remember this is that the shulchan is in the north, and the menorah is in the south. So that's a good way to remember. The shulchan represents Hashirus. So if you're Hashirus, you face the direction where the shulchan was. The menorah represents wisdom, the shiva chachmos. So you want to become a chacham, you face toward the south. For Rabbi Shur ben Levi Omar, li olam yadrim, always face south. When one becomes wise, they will also become rich. So it's worth it. That Oruch Yamim is Biyamina, but on the small, which is going to be Osher V'Chavod. There's going to be wealth and Kavod. So, but Oruch Yamim is Biyamin, which is the south. But wait, Rabbi Shimon Levi is one that said that the Shechina is in the Marav. Don't you always have to face the Shechina? So why is he now telling us south and north? No, always face west. That's where the Shechina is. The Mitzade Datzude. He means that you face in one direction, your body is oriented in one direction, but your face turns toward the other direction. Which way is your body and which way is your face? Machlok Rishonim. But in some way, your Mitzade Datzude. Either you're mechavin, and some say that means you're mechavin your body a little bit off at an angle as opposed to directly toward the Makom HaShechina. Others say, no, your body is oriented directly toward the Shechina, your face a little bit toward the south, your face a little bit toward the north. Different possibilities. It's in the Aruch Lener, is a beautiful drush over here, that Aruch Yamin B'Yamin B'Smol HaShem V'Chavod. When the Pasuk of Mishlei, Rashi writes, Hayaminimba is those who are lomid lishma.
Masmi'ilim ba are those who are lomed shalol lishma. The south is called Yamin, the north is called the small. So he says, Harotz lahachtim yadrim now makes a lot more sense. You want to become a chacham, you face the south, meaning you face the right side, which is Aruchamim b'yamina, which is someone who learns Torah lishma, where you can have a schar of arichas yamim in the yom shekulo aruch, which is lima Torah la'amita. But someone who wants to become rich, alidei lima Torah, he learns Torah shalol lishma. He thinks that if he learns Torah, people are going to respect him and he's going to become wealthy or whatever. So then he should face the north. He should face toward his left. That is, his schar is going to be osher v'chavod. He says it's not osher to do. You're allowed to do. It's not the, you know, it's not you don't win the tzaddik contest, but it's not osher to do to face to dafka be lomet shalol lishma, because that's what the Gemara in Pesachim says. The only asakad in the Torah mitzvah be shalol lishma shemitok shalol lishma balishma. So Rabbi Shimon Levi though says liolam yadrim shemitok shemischake misasher. He holds like the Gemara in Shabbos that lemayiminim ba will be orach yamim and kol shkein osher v'chavod, that will come along with the arichus yamim. In addition to the arichus yamim, you'll get osher v'chavod, whereas masmi ilim ba are only going to get osher v'chavod. So he says it's much more worthwhile to always be madrim. So is that true that anyone who becomes smart is automatically going to become wealthy? It doesn't seem that that's always true. You know, there's a lot of mazel involved in parnasa. So the Marasha points out that we have to keep in mind Chazal's definition of ashirus. Ezu ashir sameach b'chalko, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. So that means if a person is wise, if a person achieves wisdom, he'll be wise enough to understand that he already is wealthy. He'll be wise enough to understand to be sameach b'chalko, and that's the ultimate source of or definition of wealth. Okay, says the Gemara further. Amalei Rabbi Chanin Ravashi kigon atun diasvisu b'tzvonu d'Eretz Yisrael adrimu adrome, that if you live north of Eretz Yisrael, you should face south toward Eretz Yisrael. Uminalan de Bavel tzvonu d'Eretz Yisrael kaima. How do I know that Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael? D'chsiv mitzafon tiftachara al kol yoshvei aretz. So we see that Bavel is in the north. So, but bottom line is, at the very end, the Gemara finally says, oh yeah, and by the way, face Eretz Yisrael. So which is what the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Lamed, told us the whole time. But as Tosfos pointed out in Amud Aleph, our sugya seemed to completely ignore that. It was all about where exactly is the objective Makom HaShechina based on the Ruchos HaOlam, which is very, very difficult to understand. What's the objective Ruchos HaOlam? At the very end, the Gemara says, yeah, but we're supposed to really face Eretz Yisrael. And that's in fact in Shulchan Aruch, it says we're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael. It does allow for Mitzad Deirat Studi and these kinds of other kavanos, that if you're interested in a little Ashiru, so you angle a little bit north, you're interested in a little Chachma, you angle a little south, but primarily we face Eretz Yisrael. Now, Achronim write, there's a long passage, a beautiful passage in the Shlach HaKadosh, where he explains that Dafka for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, this is critical. Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, also the Halachas are supposed to face Yerushalayim, the Makom Kodesh HaKadosh, all of that, but dafka for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, this is critical, because he writes how tefillah has to go through the Makom HaMikdash, and he says, imagine, you know, if you hand something to someone who's right next to you, so they receive it, right? There's no, you don't have any doubts about how they receive it, but you send it through a delivery service. So now there's a lot more doubt: will it get there? Will it get destroyed along the way? What's going to happen? What if there's a storm? What if there? So he said, when we send the tefillah from Chutz La'aretz, there's a lot of bumps in the road to make sure that it gets where it's supposed to go. So we have to do whatever we can to make sure it's mechuvan as possible toward Eretz Yisrael in order to avoid all of the problems that could come up where our tefillah is trying to be directed. Okay, says the Gemara further, marchikna samishra meniyarek. We said that we're supposed to be marchik all of these damaging items. Tan Rabbi Yossi matir b'chardel. Rabbi Yossi said that you're allowed to put your mustard near bees. You're telling me to keep my mustard away from your bees? How about you keep your bees away from my mustard? They're eating my mustard. I don't want them to eat my mustard. You're damaging me as much as I'm damaging you. Says the Mishnah, one should keep a tree 25 amos away from his friend's bar. If it's a charev tree or a shikma tree, chamishim ama, then you should keep it 50 amos away. And that's true, bein milamala bein minatzad, even if it's up on one of them is up on a mountain, so it's not directly across, one of them is higher, one of them is lower, still 50 amos. Im abor kadma. What if the bor was there first and then someone planted a tree? So kotzeitz v'nosin damim. You cut down the tree and he gets reimbursed for the cost of his tree. Vim ilan kadam. If the tree was there first and then someone dug a bor, lo yikotz. Then he doesn't even have to cut down the tree. Savig zeh kadam v'savig zeh kadam. We don't know which one came first. Lo yikotz. We don't force him to cut down the tree. Rabbi Yossi Amar af pishar bor kadam sli ilan lo yikotz. Even though the bor was there before the tree, you still don't cut down the tree. Shezel chofer b'toch shalo, v'zenoteya b'toch shalo. Because each one is just minding his own business, doing whatever he does on his own property. Tana ben shabar lamata v'ilan lamala, ben shabar lamala v'ilan lamata. So we said it doesn't make a difference. We said it doesn't matter whether it's to the side or up and down. So the Brisa adds, not just does not matter if it's up and down, it's irrelevant which one is up and which one is down. Whether the bar is on the higher location and the tree is in the lower location, or vice versa. So says Gemara, I don't understand. Bishlama bar lamata v'ilan lamala. I could see how a tree could damage a bar if the bar is lower and the tree is higher. Kazan shroshin maskila labar. The roots of that tree are going to go down and damage the bar. El bar lamala v'ilan lamata amai. But if the bar is higher and the ilan is lower, how's the ilan going to affect the bar in any which way? The roots grow down. Amar b'chana b'shem Rabbi Yosi mnei shemachlidin esakarka malkin karkiyis shel bar. They just cause, they shake up the ground a little bit as those roots grow, and therefore they cause the whole ground to become unstable, including the ground in which the bar is built. So even that will be damaging to the bar. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.